This has been 3 years in the making, this play park. I suppose a couple of things. The children of Newquay have been quite clear over the last few years when I've been talking to them, they don't have enough outdoor play equipment that is challenging enough, both for younger children but also for children going into up into junior school and indeed the senior school. So what we wanted to do with this space is really listen to what they wanted and deliver on their asks. And I do feel, looking at the children here today, that we've achieved that. The scale and size and challenge of some of this equipment is it's actually quite scary. I think it's scary. The kids seem quite happy about it. But yeah, and also the other reason why we wanted to do this was this area, Mount Wise Gardens, has been left for a long, long time, sadly, very undermanaged. And so it's just been a space that's created lots of antisocial behaviour, hasn't been a nice place to walk through. You wouldn't stop here necessarily. And so wanting to lift it and bring it into an area that people want to be and enjoy. And I think what we see here today, even in the rain, with what, 50, 60 kids plus hanging around, climbing on top of the equipment, parents using the facilities, is testament to what we wanted to achieve. So,
Let's talk about the site and that the children helped design. It really is their design project. So what have we got in the top left?
So we've got some reasonably challenging monkey bars, which will be... So size and scale wise is very challenging. And we've got the new age seesaw with some rather robust swings. We wanted to keep a natural look and feel to it. So we've, rather than pouring lots of rubber, which obviously very environmentally damaging anyway, on the ground, we've gone with these rubber mats that, so rather than the wet pour, they've got the rubber mats where the grass grows through. Mm. So once the grass, and you can see it in different areas where it already has, you won't see the matting, which is obviously there to protect the kids from hurting themselves, but you'll just see grass. And the wood that we've used is something called Rabina wood, which is some of the toughest wood that you will ever find, and is what they recommend for play parks these days. And so it's got about 30 or 40 year life on it, is my understanding. So and is in keeping with the space. We didn't want lots of plastic and metal. We wanted lots of woods and sympathetic kind of materials for this area. But we've also got this brilliant spider climbing frame, which is at the maximum height that we could have it from a fall's perspective, about 3 meters, and I've seen some kids at the top of the bar this morning, which horrified me, but they seem to be having a lovely time. So that's exactly what we want. We've got the lookout post at the back. That's the probably the most challenging piece of equipment. And I've looking at a child going up it now. It's it will give you a wonderful view of the bay at the top of there. It's like a pirate lookout, so that's exciting. We've obviously got one of the main pieces of structure here, with all of the netting, lots of climbing, lots of opportunity in this park for imaginative child-led play. We've not wanted to be too prescriptive, and that was one of the messages that we heard from children about the Trenance Valley refurbishment. It was too prescriptive. It's a boat. It's always going to be a boat. What we've wanted to do here is give them the equipment to use their imagination and play themselves. And so we've got a nice high slide, which was one of the things that many of the children came up and asked me for. They were actually really clear about what they wanted from this space, and I think we've delivered on that. It certainly seems to be. Down the bottom, we've got a big rope swing, along with an accessible rope swing there. We've wanted to try and make this space as inclusive as you possibly can make it. So that's there. We've obviously got some sensory equipment in there, and we've been sort of consulting with children with special educational needs on what they might want from this space, and that came across loud and clear as well. So we've got this multi-sensory area. There's a fenced-in area down the bottom, which is really intended for the younger children. And we've got some swings and some climbing opportunities, slides and bits and pieces. So, and all of, you know, we've got a number of nice benches here for parents to sit on. These are all new. We've tried to create it with sight lines through to various bits of the park. The environment team here have done an amazing job of clearing some of the shrubs. There's more to do. I've already had people emailing me about it, but there is more to do. But let me tell you how much work, there's weeks worth of work just clearing some of this shrubbery, because it's been left for so long. So there's more to do. Hanging bars over there as well, swings. The only thing that we have got to finish is there's two tyre swings to go in. We're just waiting on the parts. They're on a ship somewhere between here and wherever, probably sat in the Strait of Hormuz or something.